SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a musical portrait of the internationally renowned Swiss soprano, Edith Matisse.
Born in Lucerne, in central Switzerland, Edith Matisse today sings on all major opera and concert stages around the world. She appears as guest star at the Vienna Opera one night and maybe 2 days later at the New York Metropolitan or in a gala performance at La Scala in Milan. The truly international career of Miss Matisse started modestly but promisingly in her hometown Lucerne, where she also received her initial training as a singer. One of her first roles was the part of Cherubino in Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro. Miss Matisse was so perfectly suited for the part that she very soon became known as the ideal Cherubino. In the beginning, the young singer was rather pleased with this development.
Of course, in the beginning. But in fact, it had always been my dream to sing the part of Susanna. However, having become the Cherubino singer, nobody ever thought of letting me sing Susanna. One day I got a telephone call from a record company, and a very friendly lady asked me whether I would sing Susanna in an attractive new production. First, I thought somebody was making fun of me. I had never appeared as Susanna before. You can imagine how happy I was when the lady insisted. Well, here is the result of that telephone call.
Thank you.
Edith Matiz as Susanna in Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Although Miss Matiz is extremely fond of operatic singing, acting on the stage for her is a real pleasure, she feels that a solo concert, for example presenting a song cycle, is just about the greatest achievement most singers could strive for. Her repertoire therefore embraces, of course, the classical lead in all its forms, and she's often accompanied by her husband, pianist and theater manager Bernhard Klee. But she's also interested in other compositions of this kind. Thus, she has participated in an album dedicated to Beethoven's classical arrangements of Scottish and Irish folk songs. We are now going to hear her in the old Irish ballad, The Elfin Fairies. Edith Matiz in The Elfin Fairies. Her interest, however, in no way is limited to classical songs, as she recently proved with her recordings of a series of songs by Swiss composer Franz Tischhauser, who personally accompanied her at the piano. We hear his composition Klein Irmchen, Little Irma.
Spann dein kleines Schirmchen auf, denn es möchte regnen drauf, denn es möchte regnen drauf. Halt nur fest den Schirmchen Knauf, halt nur fest den Schirmchen Knauf. Und jetzt lauf, und jetzt lauf, und jetzt lauf, und jetzt lauf. Lauf zum Kaufmann hin und kauf, lauf zum Kaufmann hin und sag, guten Tag, guten Tag, guten Tag, Herr Kaufmann mein. Gib mir doch ein Stückchen Sonnenschein, gib mir doch ein Stückchen Sonnenschein. Denn ich will mein Schirmchen trocknen fein, denn ich will mein Schirmchen trocknen fein. Und der Kaufmann geht ins Haus hinein, und der Kaufmann geht hinein ins Haus, und er bringt ein Stückchen Sonne heraus, und er bringt ein Stückchen Sonne heraus. Sieht es nicht wie gelber Honig aus, sieht es nicht wie gelber Honig schön. Und der Tod ist sorgsam im Papier, und das Päckchen, das bringst du mir.
Edith Matisse believes that versatility is a very important element in an artist's career, and we now invite you to listen to her in contrast in an aria from a work by one of the great German romantic masters. Ännchens Einst träumte meiner selgen Base, My Late Cousin Once Dreamed, from the Freischütz by Karl Maria von Weber.
Thank you.
Another of the great performances of Edith Matiz is the soprano part in Le Laudi di San Francesco, an oratorio by Hermann Zutte, the noted Swiss composer who lived around the turn of the century. The work was dedicated to the Basel Choral Society on the occasion of its 100th anniversary in 1924 and is a musical setting of St. Francis of Assisi's Cantico del Sole or Cantico delle Creature. In its masterly synthesis of archaic elements and individual intuition, of romantic voluptuousness and Alemannic austerity, Le Laudi represents Swiss music at its best. Romantic, classical, modern, or baroque, Edith Matiz is equally at ease in all these musical styles. And to provide conclusive proof for this statement, we close this program featuring the great Swiss soprano with her magnificent interpretation of the first aria from the cantata Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
You just heard a musical portrait of the internationally renowned Swiss soprano, Edith Matisse, a feature presented in SBC's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.